Had Michael ever seen a, let's go down the list, a Kevin Durant, a Stephen Curry, a Klay Thompson, I mean, who else did he play in the finals? A Dirk Nowitzki. Mike wasn't playing people like that. He's playing mailman, Karl Malone, John Stockton, who can't shoot. All I can do is pass the ball. I mean, you said Clyde Drexler, Charles Barkley. Who are these people? Yeah, the Hall of Famers.
Greats of their generation.
Charles Barkley talks about donuts on TV all day.
Yeah, he's washed now. Yeah, he's washed now, but Charles Barkley was him.
You ask LeBron what he's doing 10 years from now, he's probably still dribbling the ball somewhere down the road, man. So
yes, you can't get mad at somebody for the generation they played in.
All right, welcome back to Entirely NBA, hosted by Entirely Media. I'm your host, Darion Robinson. To my right is my guy,
Murph. What's good?
And to my left is my other guy,
LeBron Jr.
And back there in the black, flipping a couple tacos, is my guy. All right, bet. So to start off, we're going to do something hot. So how many years does LeBron have left in the NBA? What do you think? Jizzle?
At least 20. At least, honestly, if you want to be honest, he got 10. Good 10. How old is LeBron right now?
39. He's not playing until 49.
46. Take it or leave it.
Is that really a thing? You think LeBron could play to 46?
No, not at all. No.
Have you guys not seen his offseason tapes for season 21 this year so far?
I've seen a lot of offseason tapes, and when niggas get back into the league, they don't look like them offseason tapes. Carmelo Anthony was
How
one of
dare you put Carmelo and LeBron's name in the same sentence? They'll ever let me hear some things like that again.
We got two. He got 2 years left. Mandatory
three
this year.
Max.
This
year, he's got 2 years left with the Lakers. How about that?
Yeah, 2 years left with the Lakers. If Bronny comes into the league and gets drafted by probably OKC, does he go to the Thunder?
They got,
of course,
Alexander.
No, he's going to the Thunder. Period.
I got that tall white guy. What's his name? Chad.
They got Josh Giddey.
Shea. Dort.
Yeah, Dort. They got Dort, both Dort. Of Jalen Williams.
Yep. Williams. They got like 20-something picks.
They got the Australian, y'all forgetting.
Ooh, Giddey? They're not going to win in crunch time in the playoffs.
I mean, that's because they won.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, Bron can go wherever the hell he wants.
That's what I'm saying. If he does, so they pick up Bronny, who at that point would probably just be a bench player. He's not starting on that team.
Oh, no.
Not starting a team. Bron comes there.
No, we can't.
Bron comes there to much mature about 2024, 2025, something like that. 2025. That's a championship team.
See, LeBron's age is 39, but his body is like 33. Sheesh. So, I mean, he has like 7 years, technically, honestly, if we're being honest.
To what I would think Bron would do, because athleticism is catching up to him. Like, age, time never lost. So, if he got 3 years solid, 2 years solid, 3 years at the most, I think that, like, he's not going to play if he's a second string player.
Do y'all watch? At what point in time would he be a second string player?
After, you can only play for so long. I don't care what you say.
So like, Tom,
even though he's smart as hell, huh?
You think he'll end up being a Russ?
Russ
how Russ was on the Lakers?
Don't disrespect Russ. he just didn't fit the game plan. That's it. That's because Russ still got a lot of gas in the tank.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
What?
Tom Brady played till he was 45 in the NFL.
All Tom Brady had to do was sit in the pocket for a couple seconds.
That is football. You have to tackle somebody to get the play finished.
I mean, no, I respect Tom Brady too, but at the same time, it's just like.
So if we're giving every athlete in the world Tom Brady's timeline, LeBron has half a decade left, minimum, plus some.
He said he'll be here. He's saying he'll be here until he's 44.
No, I don't.
And Tom could still play right now. He said he just doesn't want to. So and that's a contact sport. Basketball is not as physical.
It's different. It's different all around. You can't compare football and basketball.
You're right, because football's worse.
I don't know. I just trying to go up and down a court for 38 minutes. That takes a higher toll on your body than sitting in the pocket and dodging a couple hits.
What's the average time for a football game? Football play 7 seconds.
Must never watch a Super Bowl before.
Seven seconds. 7 seconds is what I
said. Goodness gracious.
All right, fair enough. So Bron's playing until he's 45.
No, he's not. Just throwing that out there. Sorry.
All right. Cool. Let's shift off of LeBron real quick. Because so I did a couple videos on Dwayne Wade and his current situation. There's a couple of things on there I want to talk about. Dwayne Wade, how would you handle a situation if you had a son daughter like he did?
No comment.
Son daughter.
Okay.
No comment.
Are you asking me specifically?
Everybody in this movie. Everybody. In this
yes. I mean,
not in my house.
Hey, Kyle has a son.
No.
He names him Kyle Murph Jr. And he wants to become Kylie Murph Jr.
Look, I'm not a parent. I'm not going to speak on no parental things. That's just, in my opinion, I don't agree with it, but I don't have kids.
What don't you agree with?
Huh?
What don't you agree with?
I don't agree with the decision.
What decision?
This is a sensitive subject, but like, I don't agree with it because it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what they say, your brain don't develop until you're 25.
Right.
Like, you making a life-altering decision.
Before 18.
Before 18. That's crazy. So it's just like, I mean, that's just me. But again, I'm not a parent. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, I don't think I would allow that. But
what year did LeBron and them lose that finals? It was the first one they were there?
2011 against the Mavs. Sheesh. I was a sophomore in high school. Mr. Elliott's English class with Hamilton Merrill. He was from Texas. He took to a, yeah, shout out Hammy, went to UNC, great guy. You know, it was a dark time in my life. LeBron lost his second NBA finals. I was a young mayut, and personally, I just didn't want to relive something so dark in my past.
What was the question, bro?
What I'm saying is, yeah, just lost the finals, and he had to tell Gabrielle Union that he had cheated on her and is having a baby by somebody else. Which one do you feel is harder?
Definitely losing the NBA finals for sure. Like, fuck the wife. Respectfully.
Dude, fuck the wife. Damn.
After NBA finals loss, it's fuck the wife. Like, get out of my face, woman. I just lost NBA finals.
You do work out. Yeah, you are committed
to it. You got to remember, NBA finals, I just paid your mortgage, that fancy Beamer or Bentley or Maybach, whatever you drive outside.
You don't think Gabrielle had money like that?
Man, she is the devil, if you want me to be honest. Since she came into Dwayne Wade's life, all this crazy stuff in his life started happening. But that's another story for another day. So, yeah. Next episode.
What do you think?
What do I think about that? I think it's wild. I think it's just as hard. I mean, it's a rough situation. You with your wife, you over here talking about infidelity in your relationship after you just lost the final. So it's like a double whammy.
Let's break that question down actually a little bit more. So you heard what Kyle said, right, guys? Now, losing in front of a million people in your DMs calling you the N-word, you suck, you lost all my money, or you go home behind closed doors and you got to say, hey, babe, I made a mistake.
It's a big-ass mistake. It's a big-ass
mistake. But that's also years. A big-ass wallet, though. So, you know, a big-ass mistake can be... Didn't they say Kobe cheated or whatever? R.I.P. to Kobe. But,
damn.
Yeah, R.I.P. to Kobe. R.I.P. to Kobe. But, you know, Vanessa, you know, a couple million dollars later, she fine. Who else? Anybody else? Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm pretty sure. He got a divorce, though, so we can't use him.
Where did he come in? I don't know about basketball.
just rich people that, you know, I guess, messed around with their significant others.
Okay.
I mean, I think you're implying that the more money you make,
you
can
are.
Do whatever you want. No, you can do whatever you want in a relationship.
You have more leeway. If you are the breadwinner, you definitely have more leeway, that's for sure.
Damn.
If you're going half and half on rent and bills, good luck. Good luck, gentlemen. But now if you know, massages, her rent paid, her hair done, her nails done.
I think in Gabrielle and D-Wade's spot, she said that they didn't do that whole, like, D-Wade was this thing. Like, she had her money, he had his money. They both established regardless outside of each other.
Very true. That is a fact. So,
it's wild.
I don't know. I think I lose the finals. I think I get more sick to my stomach trying to come home and tell her, hey, look, I got a whole nother kid.
Absolutely.
Because I can get the finals next year. You know what I mean? I can try.
No, you cannot. It is not that easy.
And what happened the next year, though?
LeBron carried them to the finals. What happened next year, by the way?
That's all I'm saying. They got two after that.
Thanks to LeBron.
Thanks to LeBron.
Carry them to the finals, though.
Who got finals MVP?
Oh, no, he was the best player on the team, but he didn't carry them to the finals. He didn't single-handedly just carry them to the finals. That implies that. Bosh,
I take off his glasses.
That's what I'm saying. That implies that Bosh and D-Wade did not put up numbers. Like, that implies they did not put up numbers. LeBron's great.
Didn't Chris Bosh retire with blood clots or something like that?
That ain't got shit to do with his talent. It's just like, that's the fact he had to stop because of a medical issue.
LeBron could never. That's all I'm saying. You see LeBron with blood clots?
No.
That's
crazy.
It's wild out here, man. I don't know what to tell you.
If D-Wade doesn't get hurt, doesn't have a college injury, doesn't have two knee surgeries after or during his NBA appearance, is he better than Kobe? Does he end up being better than Kobe?
Nah.
Hell no.
Nope.
Not even a little bit.
Not even close.
Nothing, okay. Not taking nothing from Dwayne, though.
So he's not even close. that gap between.
I didn't say that.
Oh, so you think he is kind of close?
No, I think it's a very big possibility that he could be better than Kobe, but. I'm not. Mm-mm. What part?
He can't shoot. Not at all. D-Wade could not had no outside game at all. His three was lucky, especially pre-LeBron era on Miami.
Okay. Said so LeBron made him a shooter. Just give Bron all the credit for
it. LeBron, please. But in his defense, like he does make people shoot.
He does make
like,
people, yeah.
A lot
like,
better.
But it can be a gift and a curse because like J.R. Smith, like he was a high flyer, like get buckets, like everything was just a score. Then he got to Bron's team.
He even got better.
And now he,
yep.
He won a chip. He didn't get better. He won a chip.
Now he started smoking weed. That's what he did.
That's, does that make him better or worse?
And Shum.
Yeah, they were both heavily involved in the nightlife in all their cities they went to.
Mm. So he averaged, I'm trying to find his 3-point average.
Dwayne, career?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know on that. I'm sure it's not high. I'm sure it's like 32-ish.
I wouldn't even say that, honestly.
Damn, you said this shit in the 20s.
Why do you think he's so bad?
He's not bad. He's not bad. He carried a Shaq to the finals in what, 2006?
Yeah, 2-3.
29% career?
Yeah. I told you.
29.3%.
What's LeBron's right now?
Higher than that.
Well, LeBron, I know he can shoot. He can shoot now. He couldn't shoot.
Yeah.
He can shoot now.
Definitely like, can shoot now. That right hand move he does, looks at it. Yeah. Beautiful. It's not beautiful stuff.
It's not beautiful. Okay. Scripted.
It's beautiful stuff.
All right, fair enough. $300 million and no rings, or 5 rings and $50 million.
$500 million and no rings, guys. Are you kidding me?
And you need to ask the world that question too: generational wealth or a couple pieces of jewelry. I mean, you're gonna go down in NBA history, but at the end of the day, that's not gonna pay your bills or your kids' bills or their kids' bills. Oh my! My great granddad won like 5 chips, but we broke. I work at McDonald's though. Damn, my granddad didn't win shit, but I haven't worked in 10 years.
That's a tough question because it's like the competitive nature. Obviously, you go to the league to win a chip. Like if you don't win a chip, obviously, it kind of messes you up and it makes you feel like you failed or whatever. But
you did.
But that's like saying like Barkley and them have no career because they didn't win a chip.
Barkley went to the finals though, didn't he?
I don't know. He's the best loser. That's what he was. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like.
He played Michael though. So we'll give him some leeway.
Oh, now you respect Michael.
Well, no. Anybody that played Michael, you know, you got to give him a little. Because Michael in the 90s was like fighting Superman almost at that point. Like, good luck.
No, I mean, I think he took a lot of chips. But I'm just saying, like, competitive nature, like, I would take those rings. But it depends, like what Gil said, like, it depends the role that you played on that team.
Mm. That's exactly what I was going to bring up. If you're at 50 mil, but you have 5 rings, that means you weren't even close to being that guy.
Like, I don't want to be Juwan Howard. I'm sorry.
Never.
He has a respectable career, but it's like a, you know what I'm saying? He was a morale booster. He never was that guy.
Udonis Haslam ass niggas.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Haslam, it never was that guy. He was just a really good
bench player.
Role player. Like, he's known for baseline jumpers. Like, he doesn't, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't want to be that guy. I mean, he's living a good life, but like you said, like, generationally, he's like, going to be forgotten, so.
Like your great grandkids gonna be like, Udonis, who? Is that a disease?
Yeah, so that's a great point. So at that time, that's not even an argument of competitiveness, because if you're gonna speak on competitiveness, that means you didn't hold yourself to a higher standard to be better, to even try to get that check. That's $100 million, right?
I mean, yeah, but that's like everybody got their role on the team, so everybody has to play that role player. Everybody's the cheerleader. Everybody's that, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to fit into that role.
But, or you could pull a Steph Curry. Get good enough to where you don't have the money or the rings, to where you get the rings and then the money follows. Steph was just shooting threes in the league, won a couple rings, boom, $200 million contract, Under Armour contract, generational wealth. Two rings. Mm-hmm. Then what, two more rings later? It's over now.
You so rude, man. talking about Steph only shot threes.
Shoot a couple threes.
He's so rude.
He's a very well-rounded player. Steph is a very well-rounded
he's
player.
The same thing LeBron do.
He's just smaller. If you look at statistics.
If you look at the stats, put the same numbers.
Steph can give you 29, 7, and 7.
Does he not?
Is that not a LeBron stat?
I can't believe this blasphemy in here.
What's the difference?
What you think? No, is that accurate or not?
It's outrageous.
Is 29-7-7 not a LeBron stat?
No, because he would have a triple-double before Wes was doing it. And that's Westbrook for anybody that doesn't know who Russell is.
Yeah, but from beginning of season to end of season, it's 29-7-7 not a LeBron stat.
That's a Luka stat. That's not a LeBron stat.
Nah, Luka stat. What's LeBron stat? Luka stat is like 28-10-10 right now.
I said, what's LeBron stat?
LeBron stat probably 55-20-30.
Somewhere around that. That was a Russell Westbrook game stat.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's crazy.
No, stop. I can't even keep going on. I got to look.
And remind you, LeBron's doing that kind of stuff in the NBA Finals, not in no game 35 of the season. Like, Steph in the NBA Finals, look up his. He's a choker. When the lights are on, Steph chokes.
And Bron don't.
How many finals MVPs does Stephen Curry own?
One.
Do I need to continue? How many does LeBron own?
How many rings does Steph have?
He better thank Andre Iguodala from 2015 for being honest. So, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he was going against Bron. Like, Andre was not supposed to be able to strap Bron like that. Because he strapped Bron. But
Jason Terry did it and Andre Iguodala did it.
And you're not putting Steph on Bron. It doesn't make sense. So it's just like you have to have that role player. Andre didn't come there to be like, yo, I'm winning MVP this year. Like, he went in there to be like,
why Andre Iguodala and Jason Terry were strapping LeBron? Because there was nobody else to strap up. That's why. Everybody else was already strapped up because they couldn't play. No, LeBron.
They played their role.
And that's not good enough. They need to be better than their role. LeBron needs more than
that.
They won
him an MVP. Like, what are you talking about?
You know, honestly,
LeBron averages 27-7-7.
I'm about to say, what did LeBron average on
Andre Iguodala? 27-7-7?
That's his career stats. 27-7-7.
Like, yeah, I was just 2 points off.
I think you're on the wrong site. You need to look at a different site.
What do you mean?
You want to say hosted by Gregory Graham? Yeah,
that site sounds plagiarized or something.
Crazy.
Check your sources.
Last year, Curry was 29-6-6.
That's definitely less than what you were saying. So, less than.
I said 26-7-6.
I said 29-7-7, yeah.
Looks like Steph doesn't got it, guys.
Oh my gosh. I don't like IQ wise, if you're talking about Bron's IQ, absolutely. He is
the only thing
average.
Over Curry is athleticism and IQ.
IQ, gene pool, athleticism, life, body, everything about him. I didn't bring my knee pads, by the way, guys, but they're outside in the car.
I can't stand
it. It sounds like you're wearing it. Can't stand it, bro. Fair enough. Tom, Mel, what time are you at?
Yeah, 20.
20?
20 minutes.
So we're just talking about the amount of times he went to the chip. Nine times in a row?
10.
11. Is it 11 total or 10 total?
Might be 11 total, but I know
it's 11 total, 10 in a row.
10 in a row?
Yeah. I mean, come on, guys.
Is that impressive? Is that impressive?
We will never see that again.
Is that impressive?
My Lord have mercy.
I'm asking. I'm just saying. I have my opinion on it, but you know what I'm saying?
I mean, is
well, really what your opinion is?
My opinion is, it's impressive, yes, but like I don't think it should be a statistic that somebody counts to be like, yeah, like he went to the chip 10 times in a row. How many times did he win? How many times did you go to the chip and actually win? Granted, he was the star player of that time, but if you only won 4 times, then you won 4 times. You got 4 chips. The fact that you went there 10 times in a row, I mean, I'm not in the NBA, but I'm sure it's a crazy process. You got to do everything you got to do, but like at the same time, like you ain't get no chips. You got 4.
I'm going to break this down in 15 seconds. 15
seconds. 15
seconds.
Time. 15 seconds.
Time email, please. So, Michael, when he was going to the chip, what, 6 times in a row? Was that what it was, 6 times in a row? Or 3-3? He took a little year off, played baseball. LeBron would never, by the way.
2 years.
Okay. Even worse.
Which is another argument. Technically, he could have 8 chips. He was still in his prime during those 2 years.
Who won the
but his runners, my prime. Daddy died. My pussy hurts.
Bruh.
Yeah. So I mean, yo, come on, LeBron would never. LeBron's son had a heart attack a couple days ago, and what LeBron do? Got in the gym the next day. You know, some people just build different. You know, but anyways, back to LeBron and Mike. Had Michael ever seen a? Let's go down the list: a Kevin Durant, a Stephen Curry, a Klay Thompson, I mean, who else did he play in the finals? A Dirk Nowitzki. Mike wasn't playing people like that. He's playing mailman, Karl Malone, John Stockton, who can't shoot. All I can do is pass the ball. I mean, You said Clyde Drexler, Charles Barkley. Who are these people? Yeah, they're Hall of Famers.
Greats of their generation.
Charles Barkley talks about donuts on TV all day.
Yeah, he's washed now. Yeah, he's washed now, but Charles Barkley was him.
You ask LeBron what he's doing 10 years from now, he's probably still dribbling the ball somewhere down the road, man. So
yes, you can't get mad at somebody for the generation they played in.
The talent was just way better.
The talent was better.
And I mean, now, remind you,
it's better now.
Literally trying to kill LeBron out there. They're holding him by the waist per foul. Michael, he's one step back. They're falling on the ground, act like Michael was some great handler of the ball, which he wasn't that great. He just could jump out the gym. If you go look up his highlights, by the way, look up his highlights. His handles weren't that great. He was just jumping out the gym on people who couldn't jump because they weren't athletic enough for the comp. So, I mean.
So, Michael's trash?
No. Michael's competition was trash.
Okay.
LeBron's competition was pretty much Michael's all over the place. Kevin Durant and Michael, right, in their prime, they're probably tied.
But they could actually play ball back then.
And Kevin Durant can't?
No, he's a specimen. That's a whole different thing. I'm saying, like, the game of basketball has evolved. It's different. Like, there's mad athletic people that can't play ball.
You dribble,
like,
you shoot.
Dunk.
Sounds the same to me.
the concept of basketball, like when it comes to the IQ, like there's mad people who can jump out the gym, mad people who can do 360 windmills, but they can't hoop. Like everybody can dunk now. Like there's literally not there's seventh graders windmilling and layup lines. Like that doesn't make you a good basketball player.
People at Michael's age put salt in their shoes so they could go to basketball tryouts.
Salt?
Isn't that a story Michael did? He put salt in his shoes to grow extra 2 inches or something like that.
The fuck did you put salt in his shoes?
Ask Michael Jordan.
Wearing multiple pairs of socks. Like, I don't know. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure the story goes Michael put like salt in his shoes. He grew 2 inches the next day, made the team finally. Something like that. The story goes.
Isn't he grew 2 inches off salt?
That's what they say. You can look that up. That's actually a fact.
In fact, you put
Michael
salt
poured salt in his shoes. He didn't make his JV team one year. The next year, he put salt in his shoes. And he grew 2 inches, and the rest is history.
That goes back to genetics. I don't think the salt did anything.
And that's a great statement you just made there, genetics. So if we're talking about the genetics, I mean, like we said, if you put Kevin Durant in 1994, right now the Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant, 1994 against Michael in the finals. Oh, my gosh, Kevin might put up 100.
No, because you got Scottie.
Who is that?
I used to agree.
The guy who's getting pimped out by Future? Like, the guy who couldn't make it to the finals without Michael? The guy who was begging for Michael on TV, pointing at his shoes? So you got to remember, these people without Michael were nothing. Without LeBron, there's no NBA. Basically, nobody. I mean, the views were down as soon as LeBron got eliminated last year. They said that was the worst finals viewing in years. What was the Nuggets and who?
That game was just trash.
The Suns.
It probably would have been higher if it was the Celtics and the Nuggets.
You got LeBron pretty much is carrying the entirety of the NBA on his shoulders for the past 55 years. And the man hasn't been alive.
I think with the help of Steph. That's why the Warriors got the most televised games right now.
They're just fun. Steph is just fun to watch because he's throwing that thing up from full court.
Wow. So what sells tickets?
Competition. Mm-hmm. And Michael had none of that.
right back to it. That's crazy. I don't understand. I mean, it's a business at the end of the day, so it is who sells the most tickets. But yeah. And Bron is the face of the NBA. So,
unfortunately.
But unfortunately?
For them, not for me.
No. I mean, but his talent backs up the reason why he's facing the NBA. But you be saying some wild stuff, man.
It's really unfortunate because if you really just take away the 2011 and 2015 blemishes off LeBron's career, he's probably the greatest of all time.
Why do you take it away?
I say, LeBron didn't show up in 2011, but look at Chris Bosh and D-Wade's stats of the 2011 finals. Oh, my God, you would have thought they just played basketball for the first time that night. So
it was the first time. It was the first year the team was together.
That's not an excuse for me. 2015, I don't know what you want to say. He took a high school basketball team to the NBA Finals. Kevin Love, my shoulder. Kyrie, my knee. I mean, and then who you got next? What, Matthew Dellavedova? Who is that? Where is he at nowadays? Cleaning floors? Nah. At high schools?
Nah, is he on the Kings right now? I think he's on the Kings.
I think he was. I don't know if he is this year.
Oh, he's our water boy. Oh, okay. Okay. That's good to know. He still got a job.
But he was guarding Steph. His job was guarding Steph. Now he played his role. And he didn't.
I was about to say.
He played his role.
Steph had a few hundred highlights on Matthew Dellavedova that finals, if I'm not mistaken. Had the one where he had him at the wing of the three, brought him back. Matt couldn't recover in time.
So back to us. So when, if you're a superstar, if you're the caliber of Durant, Bron, Steph, like these caliber players, we were talking about this before. It's not about, you're not going to get stopped, period. No one's going to stop you, but it's to contain you. Like if you go to Durant and you'd be like, yo, he cannot have 35 tonight. So if he has 20 or 25, that's a good game for the defender. Mm. You're not going to stop Durant. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so Dellavedova was not made to stop Steph. Andre wasn't made to stop LeBron.
He was made to clean floors.
Nah, he was there to do his job, and they did their job.
I don't think he did, because if they would have did his job, they would have won that motherfucker. But they let LeBron down that year, and you saw what happened when Kevin Love and Kyrie are showing up and doing their job. What happened the next year? LeBron comes back from a 3-1 deficit. I mean, come on.
LeBron himself.
I mean, was he not the... What did Klay Thompson say after they won game? What was it, 4? Oh, I think we hurt LeBron's feelings. 3 in a row, got him out the way.
I mean, 17. Draymond was the heart of that team, and he wasn't playing game.
Yeah. Everybody that's heard that thing. He said Draymond was the heart of that team.
Draymond is and the he heart missed. Of the Warriors. Yeah.
That man is drinking wine on Twitter every day, and he was the heart of the Warriors.
He is the heart of the Warriors. It's not.
So when he was playing with Steph that whole year and Klay was gone and they didn't make the playoffs, where was the heart of the Warriors then?
It was still there.
Pumping like a mug, wasn't it? The heart was pumping strong.
Yo, I can't do it.
Oh my goodness.
I was just saying, nah, like that's wild saying that he's not a main character of that team.
I could say you could put another person who's as tall as Draymond, like Mooney. You could move Mooney to Draymond's spot, ship Draymond off somewhere years ago, not now, but years ago, before they won their fourth. And they would have still won that fourth, whatever year that was, without Draymond.
I don't think so.
No.
All Draymond does is kick people and get texts.
Nah.
He
and he act, look, there's there, so majority of their games, Draymond actually, you could consider him the point guard. Jeez. Just the way he's able to put the ball up the court. Yeah. The way he's able to put Steph and Klay in certain positions and get it to him where they need to.
Now, does he always make the right decision? No.
Nah, hell
no. But, like,
he knows when to get the ball to Steph and Klay. That is very factual. Yeah. But a lot of people could watch a couple film sessions with Steve Kerr, and they will also know when to get the ball or they'll be fired.
But they haven't.
Because Draymond's been there lying looking, and cheating and kicking and stealing.
They're still a championship contending team this year.
Yeah, especially now. Yeah. So 100%, I would be like, yo, they could probably, they would be my favorites if they signed Dwight Howard.
They didn't.
From China?
They didn't, that's what I'm saying.
I don't understand
why
not.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard's crazy.
He's in Taiwan right now, right?
If he would have got, I don't see why that fell through, but if they would have got Dwight Howard, that would have been crazy. Like,
it would have been a championship. Then you got Chris Paul running
points. Who did Dwight Howard win his last ring with?
Oh, yeah, LeBron, by the way, if you didn't know.
And Dwight Howard was not.
So it sounds like LeBron carried another sad soul to a ring.
Nobody's saying that. That's when Anthony Davis actually wanted to play.
Start off with you, Kyle. If LeBron came before Jordan, would we be having the same discussions that we're having today?
I think I got an interesting take, I guess. I mean, I think it would be possible because, like, if Mike had that determination that he does, automatic, and he sees the fact that, like LeBron is him, I think he would probably attack it. I think he'd still be a name. He'd be like a Kobe-esque type situation.
But it still wouldn't be like neck and neck. Because Kobe's neck and neck. Oh, that's a tough one. He's neck and neck with Jordan, but at the same time, you know Jordan's
here.
He's
a carbon copy, yeah.
He's down the conversation. That's what it is. It's Michael and LeBron. Kobe's just
in the conversation.
He's not. Because when you're on the street, people are always like, but what about Kobe? Because he's not in the conversation.
But he's in the conversation if you say, what about Kobe?
No, they're trying to throw him into the conversation because he missed the bus.
Okay. I want to throw Kevin Durant in there real quick. So let's say LeBron came first. Kevin Durant linked up with the best defender, Kawhi, for the last decade or so. Mm-hmm. And he got with the best rebounder, which would be Andre Drummond right now. And they went on to win 6 straight NBA finals. Mm. Would we be saying Kevin Durant is in that GOAT conversation with LeBron?
Unfortunately, he'd probably be better with today's statistics because he has more rings.
You go to the league to win the championship.
That's what they say. That's what they say. But if you ask De'Aaron Fox and Alexander on the OKC, what have they done since they've been in the league except get max contracts?
But I don't think there would be no Bron without Mike at the same time.
Why because you say that?
Because you have to, if like back to competitive nature, like you want to be the best. Some people do. So like Bron did a lot of things because Mike did it already. And so I think it'll be the same thing. The roles would just be reversed. Because like Bron wasn't chasing Mike, but at the same time, he's like, oh, Mike got this many points, I'm gonna get this many points. Mike got this, I'm gonna get this. Like he wants to be the best.
Where you get that information from?
Y'all don't think Bron looking for 7 rings?
He's looking for 5 for sure, and he's going to get it.
But I'm saying, you don't think he's looking for 7 rings?
I doubt it.
You don't think he want to pass Kobe at least or tie with Kobe to be like,
I think that was Kobe's mentality. I don't know if that's LeBron's mentality.
Yeah, Kobe definitely wanted to pass Mike, but LeBron, he just wants to get his team involved, as he says. He's not a scorer. That's what LeBron says every time he's in
there.
Which is
frustrating.
I don't like to score. I'm more of a passer.
Which is a frustrating thing because he's accurate. He doesn't. He'd rather have 20 assists, but he just ends up having 40 points too. So it's very frustrating.
So if you put LeBron in Michael's era, what, fresh out of high school, what was he, like 226.6 fresh out of high school?
She was crazy. So
he was a tight end for football. She played what? So, I mean, Michael was, what, a soaking wet 180. I mean, oh, my gosh. They're going to push Michael down in today's game.
No. Today's game is more physical than last. Than
Okay, so that Chet guy on OKC, very skinny, right? Very small. Well, he got hurt during summer league because he didn't have enough weight on his body. They said something happened with his knee or something like that.
I think he was going against LeBron.
he was in a pickup. He was pickup tournament against LeBron.
See? So you see what I'm saying?
But you can't, I don't know, we had this conversation before. You can't take away genetics. You can't say Shaq's trash because he's 7 foot. If he wasn't 7 foot, like, you got to, like, he was naturally given that. You can't say that, well, if this, I mean, you can't say if. He has it.
But his sons do, too, and look at them.
What?
Garbage. Ooh. Shaq's sons. One had a heart murmur. It almost died on us. So
why do you keep bringing up health issues? As
because genetics really go real down to, you know, your DNA is, if you got it, you got it.
But Sharif's still good. He's a great basketball player.
LSU will shout him out every now and again. Yeah, they will. Yeah,
he's a great basketball player. Like, if he has a heart murmur, it don't mean he's trash. Like,
definitely doesn't mean he's good though either. So
he's good. He's a good player.
He's all right.
he's all right. Who's good to you besides LeBron? Give me a list of 5 people.
Bronny Jr.
Don't say Bronny. Don't say
Bryce James.
Bronny Bryce.
Savannah.
Oh yeah, it's Zara. I think what's their daughter's name? I don't even know her daughter's name.
Zari, I think.
Yeah.
Out of the LeBron family, out of the James family, give me other players who's actually a good player. Who you
5 active NBA players that are great. NBA players. I'll give it to Steph. You know, Steph's good TV. That, you know, you turn on TV, you're watching that all day. As much as I don't want to, I will say Kevin Durant. As much as I don't want to, we're at 3, or is that 2?
It's 2.
I saw LeBron.
So not without LeBron.
Yeah, I'm looking for your 3rd, yeah.
Okay, so Paul George and Kawhi lost it. They can't get that. Russ can no longer get it either.
Especially Kawhi, he lost it.
They don't play basketball.
When he does play, he's a top 6 NBA player. When he does play.
Who, Kawhi or Paul?
Kawhi. Paul George, he top 12.
Top 6 NBA player.
Top 13, maybe top 15. Might be stretching at 15, not 12.
You do got 7 surgeries, so don't play. I'll play Paul George.
That is wild. No, he said he has 6 in one time.
I was about to say, yeah, don't play Paul George. Now.
6 surgeries at one time?
For that leg injury.
When the bone was sticking out.
Oh, where he broke his and snapped it.
The Kevin Ware injury is what they were calling it.
Yeah.
So you got Bron, you got Steph, you got Kevin Durant.
It shouldn't be this hard.
And that's the sad part.
No, so, all right, so you got Giannis, you got Jokic.
You know, no, we'll get
Embiid.
What did Giannis say the other day?
Yeah, Luka.
He's a winner. He's a winner, and if the Bucks can't provide that for him, he will go somewhere else. So
ain't nothing wrong with that. You got Dame. You got Luka. You got
Dame.
I'll go Giannis. I'll go Giannis.
Is that your third?
He's a winner. He's a winner.
Athletic Chief Keith as John Morant.
No. Yeah, no. John Morant belongs in a jail cell. Athletic Chief. John Morant has a few personal problems he needs to get through before we put him on any list, besides the most wanted list. But, let me see. No, Luka for sure. I'll give it to Luka.
Why are you questioning it? Why is it taking so long?
Because that's how trash the league is without LeBron. When LeBron leaves, what? I leave. Like that's just what's going to happen. I probably will stop watching basketball, honestly, when LeBron retires. So it's just like NFL is luckily is here for me, and I'll probably pick up baseball. Maybe soccer. So, I mean, it's. So Giannis had what, one good year?
Giannis had a good year every year. Just won a championship one year.
Giannis is the only one who won a championship by himself.
Yeah.
Ever to win a championship by himself. Ever. Nope.
2016 LeBron is by himself. And we're going to tell you why, because Kyrie only had 42 points in game six. The rest of the series. Okay, that points. Dagger three in game seven. Yeah, and that dagger game three on Steph's head in game seven. Good shot, Kyrie. What has Kyrie done since then besides get on Twitter? Exactly.
Okay, hold on. I was going to say, Kyrie, hold on.
No, he had like 29.
Hold on.
29? What are you talking about?
That's not good enough. I can count 29
in 2 seconds.
He might not
have won a lot since then, but statistically, that boy will put up 30, 35, 40 on any given night.
The Celtics, he was wasting my eyesight looking at that.
Celtics was different. That was.
Where did he go to after that? The Mavs?
No, Celtics, Nets, Mavs. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about the Nets. That's how bad he was. That boy, he didn't really play basketball in the Nets.
He didn't play.
Yeah.
That COVID year, he didn't play, yeah.
And he wanted to travel the world and shit. So,
I mean, the Nets is a curse. Everybody playing the Nets just don't work.
Fool.
Besides KD, but he still stopped playing too, so.
They went to the Nets. They were going to win two rings in a row.
But no, I'm just saying, like, Giannis, like, the league's way more talented now.
Exactly.
Way more talented. It took you 14 minutes to try to figure out five good players.
So it goes back to the point. If you switch those eras, and LeBron's known as the GOAT until Jordan comes into the 2003, that year 2003, and because the league is what it is now, would he have even been able to get six rings in this era?
No, not even a little bit. Fuck no.
So it depends on what team he's on and who he's
depending
with.
Yeah.
If he gets drafted to the Warriors, hell yeah. But if he doesn't get drafted to the Warriors, no. Not even a little bit.
Well, if he gets drafted to the Warriors, Steph doesn't become Steph.
True.
Ain't no way. He ain't touching the ball at all.
True. Like, true. Because his shooting guard will be Michael Jordan. So,
I think there's only a few generational players that can actually play in multiple generations. Like, Bron is one of those. Like, Scottie's one
Jordan
of those.
Mike's one of those.
Like, these are people that can actually play in multiple generations. Mm-hmm. But
Tim Duncan,
like,
fuck no.
He was born his whole life, and he was the best power forward ever.
Like, that bisexual karate ass nigga.
I don't know what's going on.
That's my favorite player ever.
That tells you a lot about our camera guy, man. What's going on with the camera guy?
You need to watch out for the camera guy. Right?
Anyways.
Nah, I'm just saying, but those are people who can play in, like, cross generations. But, like,
I'll start putting Manu Ginobili on the damn list of Tony Parker, too, then, huh? Like, dude, I forgot Tim Duncan had a squad. What, he had David Robinson with him too for 2 years?
Yeah. Oh, no. He had a
the general.
But the only person who was expected to do anything was Tim Duncan. Mm. Other than David
the rest
Robinson.
Of them weren't even, they were second round picks.
Didn't Manu Ginobili invent the Eurostep?
Yeah, but it wasn't either. Right, he was not a top pick. Like, he wasn't, he didn't go to the league being like, yo, Manu's going to be him. Like, they never thought Manu was going to be a Hall of Famer. You know, you didn't think Tony Parker was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Because they were from different countries, most likely. Is that why you say that?
The league is ran by different by other countries.
Now it is.
Now it is. Back then it was just ran by blacks. No racism intended. I am black. If you can't see it.
Damn.
I'm just saying, no, you can't say he was stacked. He became stacked, but that's a Pop thing. Pop coached him to be that.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope Wimby, I can't pronounce his name. I hope he has a good career. Cause I mean, I feel like just like Chet. I mean, he's like a Bobo, Chet, and Wimby are on the same.
I was about to say the last what Bobo. 10 tall guys that were could dribble.
They have Dime Maker. Hey, that's my man.
Mobamba. You said Bobo.
Yeah, Mobamba.
Chet. We haven't seen not one highlight from any of these guys yet.
Right, remember Bobo? And like the Automaker, like playing overseas.
Yeah, he might come back. He might make it come.
Ooh. I think once you go over there, though, once you've been in the NBA and then you go over there, it's kind of like,
it's over with.
So you think Spurs wasted their number one draft pick?
No,
hell no.
Okay, because behind them was Miller and Scoop.
I feel like Scoot Henderson is going to be good.
Scoot's going to, so we were talking about this last week.
Another Westbrook.
Scoot, the Portland Trailblazers are going to be in the same Portland Trailblazers they were when Dame and LaMarcus Aldridge
Yeah.
They're going to maybe hit the Western Conference once, and then it's a whole other highlight of Dame and now Scoot. You know what I mean?
I think he's going to be a huge LaMarcus Aldridge fan, too.
Hmm? Yeah, LaMarcus, yeah.
He's just a Tim Duncan 2.0, just as boring. Don't do nothing. And look at the
Tim
stat
Duncan really
sheet.
Couldn't shoot. He was more of a turn around, lay it off the glass. LaMarcus would
Tim
give
Duncan
you that.
Invented the backboard. He invented the bank shot. Like the most boring player.
Yep. And the bank's not open on Sunday. So if you're using the bank more than three times a week in a game, yeah.
I mean, he's not fun to watch. I would never say I want to watch Tim Duncan. Like, exactly. Like, but he is arguably the greatest power forward ever.
Yeah. Which is why he fit the Spurs so well, because they're not fun to watch at all.
They're boring. That's where Kawhi was birthed.
Like, which is why he's also not fun to watch.
He's boring.
Right, you'll get, that's, what just boring. That's what we're just saying. So that brings me to my next point, too, is we put a poll up on YouTube. Who's the better scorer, Paul George or Kawhi? And current, I think it was when I looked last looked at it, it was like 73% have Kawhi as the better scorer. It's not fun to watch, but he will give you 40, 45, and he'll probably shoot 16 out of 18.
So how many rings did David Robinson have?
Two, maybe.
Didn't he? Isn't he like the only NBA player with a quadruple double or some shit like that?
Something stupid like that.
Yeah. And Tim Duncan's better than him.
David Robinson was center.
Is that a power forward?
Mm-hmm. Twin Towers.
Twin Towers, baby.
Is that what they call themselves?
Yeah. You hate basketball. But back to Kawhi. When it came to the fact that, like you said, he don't play. He's injured.
No, that's load management. That's
load management, bro.
Come on now.
He's a torn meniscus.
He hasn't played in 5 years.
Well, that's accurate, but he's but when he does, when he does play. But yeah. I mean, he has an injury, like a known injury. And he played on that injury. And what did he have? 35 the game before he left?
I was gonna say he's played two of the three playoff games, or maybe it was three and a half, three. Either way, but he had like 38, 42. Yeah. Something else. I think they won the first one.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it's like you can't. It sucks, but like you're only a basketball player for this long. Like, if somebody cares about their health more than they do care about like winning, I'm not mad at them. I don't know. Like, obviously, I want to see them play, and I think that Kawhi and Paul George is a crazy combo. But it's just like, at the same time, if you want to like make sure his health and he can actually walk after he leave, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at him.
And, you know, shout out Exceptional, man. Me and him were just having this conversation the other day. Like you just said, your professional playing window is only this big. Mm. So they just don't want it like they used to. Deion Sanders has, what, 8 toes now? And this is just a professional athlete who put their health on the back burner to succeed in life. So a man has 8 toes now because he wanted it. He wanted it. Nowadays, they want to take pictures on Instagram.
I'm not losing my toes.
So, you know, it doesn't matter if you want to win or do you want to sit on the sideline and, you know, put your necklaces on that you know, Game Check bought you last week. You earned it. You deserve it. You know, that's your name on that check. You know, you worked hard throughout your life to get there. But now that you're here, you ain't doing nothing. No, but let's take a pic. Let's flick up after the game. Let's make sure we get these Louis drips. Make sure. Oh, tag me on IG.
I mean, it's a social media world now. Social media wasn't around back then.
So you're saying Kawhi is supposed to play through a torn meniscus?
Oh, no, he's not supposed to play through a torn meniscus, but I'm pretty sure Brian Robinson on the Washington football team got shot twice last year in D.C. in a robbery attempt, and he's back on the football field getting hit in his legs, and Kawhi is still sitting on the damn bench because his knee hurt.
Have you ever had a knee injury?
Have you ever been shot twice?
Have you been shot twice?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, I think people going too much on Kawhi's injury, saying that he's not hurt, and he acting like he's just sitting out.
I'm pretty sure I saw him on the sideline of some women's basketball game or some.
Yeah,
some game that's not, he didn't have to play in, but he was there attending. Standing perfectly fine in his new Cactus Jack Jordan ones from Travis Scott, autograph signed on the left side.
Jeez, that's a lot of hate.
just a lot of drip that he got on that he loves to wear outside. But, you know, this game that he loves so much, or, you know, his dad made him love so much, his late father, RIP to that man, you know, just doesn't want to play anymore, I guess. You know?
I respect it.
Him and Paul
George. It sucks, bro. It hurts.
So I'd have to say, who's the better scorer, PG or Kawhi?
I'll give it to Paul George.
I want to say Paul George.
You don't remember those Pacers days? I mean, him and Roy Hibbert, the trash can? My God.
What do you think, Mel?
I said Kawhi.
Kawhi has a better
because he was once a Spur.
Kawhi is a better all-around player.
I just feel like he has better defense. Like,
he's a better all-around player.
No, we said scoring.
Between? I'm going to say Kawhi.
Who's going to get 50 first?
I'm going to say Kawhi.
Paul George definitely has a better three than Kawhi.
When has Paul George gotten more than 20 points in a game?
So I'm going to go with Kawhi, too. But I'm only going with Kawhi for efficiency. Because I've seen Paul George go 3 for 20 one time.
Exactly.
Kawhi will give you a good consistency, just like Kevin Durant will give you a good consistency every night. So I think
Who has the most career high points between Kawhi and Paul George? Actually, that's all you got to look up.
Shit, they both probably low. They don't play enough.
Speaking of career high, no one will ever beat LeBron's career high
of what, 64
points, total points.
Career total points.
That's never going to be.
He said he wants to hit 40 before he retires.
No, nah, I mean, that's never going to be beaten regardless unless, like, they average, like, they add a 4-point shot or something like that. Because, like, he came in when he was 12, and then he just been averaging 27 points then.
Like, and that's another great point about LeBron. Michael went to UNC for, what, 2-3 years? LeBron came straight out of damn Mr. Gordon's English class or history class. You know, he's dang near. If you put me at 18 years old in any professional setting, oh my God, I'd be on TMZ every weekend. Right.
This only says it's 2024 updated. It says Paul George has 16,000 points only and Kawhi has 12.
I told you, bro.
They don't play that much that it's that low.
Because Kawhi is a deep. Now, look up their blocks. Kawhi probably has 1,000 more blocks than Kawhi Paul George. And look up steals and all that.
He was a defender before he was a scorer.
You got to look up. Niggas forgot
steals
that.
Steals are. Paul George has more steals.
But he's been in the league longer.
More assists.
When you think of Paul George, you got to remember.
Games. Paul George has about 170 more games.
You got to remember when LeBron was on the Heat going to the Eastern Conference Finals, it was Paul George he had to go through every year. And Roy Hibbert. And Jeff Teague, maybe, or whoever.
Man, Lance, come on now.
Lance Stephenson, stop it.
Career-wise, they're damn near the same player, though.
That man is learning Chinese as we speak.
Ni hao. I don't know when Lance. How long Lance been out of the league?
He's in China right now saying ni hao.
So. Nah, I'm just saying, like, I just think that, like, Kawhi, the two-way basketball is more like it's better for me. Like more I like important. To watch that. Yeah, like a two-way player.
That's what Jordan was.
And both of them are two-way players. Jordan's a two-way player. All right. Unpopular opinion: LeBron don't play defense.
Not anymore.
No,
not anymore.
Never.
Are you kidding?
That, yeah, no, he's a great blocker.
No. Well, he's not a great on-ball defender.
He's not an on-ball.
He's an excellent transition defender, and he only plays defense when it matters.
That's the only time you need to play defense because if it don't matter, don't waste your energy.
But I'm just saying, like, on ball defense. Like, I wouldn't put LeBron as a two way defender. He's a transition defender for sure. I mean, because he jumps from the 3-point line and just waits for you.
That's
what I'm saying. Go ahead.
The only better defender I can think better than LeBron is probably Giannis right now, just because his arms are 10 feet long. So there's no arc shot over Giannis because he's
accurate. He touches out the back.
He's literally knocking that out of the air.
Yeah, and he's not a perimeter defender though.
He's not a perimeter.
He's been fucked up a few times on that 3-point line.
Paul George,
his legs.
When LeBron got Birdman and Bears, LeBron was guarding him. Paul George first.
Yo, I just put that dunk up the other day. That shit was so smooth.
But
Paul George on the Pacers was a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, PG did that whole.
Oh, yeah, PG-13 was his nickname,
So that's why I think Paul George is a better scorer. I think he's a...
He's a more flashy scorer.
He's one of the most smoothest scorers, isn't he?
Yeah, back in the Pacer days.
And they said he's going to be the next
LeBron. He got some good Clipper highlights.
He's still got seven injuries.
Nothing.
Paul, if you're watching, I'm here for you, man.
Now, we fuck with you, Paul. We fuck with you, man.
Yeah,
LeBron's just better. That's all.
LeBron is better, but, like, it's like you can't, like, I don't think nobody is in the league saying they better than LeBron.
Jaylen Brown thinks he's better than LeBron. We need to talk to that young man.
He's mature. He got to mature, man. He probably did. I wouldn't think he would.
He definitely did.
I know he hates being a second option on the Celtics.
Yeah, I don't fear LeBron. LeBron just like me. No, he's not.
He is, but it draws on the same way.
LeBron is better than him in every aspect of the world. If we put God
Jalen in front Brown's of not even the best player on his own team.
Exactly.
I know. That's why I say he hates being the second option, I'm sure. But he might go down as one of those people who don't win a chip and have a $400 million contract.
Good for his family, but...
Well, if he does, then Jason Tatum will too.
But I think Jason Tatum will win a chip.
Not on the Celtics.
Why not?
They got rid of, didn't they get rid of Marcus Smart?
Yeah. Yeah, they did do that. They did get Porzingis.
Yeah. Porzingis is crazy. I don't care what nobody says.
Kristaps?
Yeah, Kristaps is nice.
He's had a consistent career every single year. When he's not healthy. When did he have a bad
season? Oh, that's what I'm saying. Good thing he wasn't having
a bad season. Are you... Didn't he team up with Luca for a little bit and then
That should have worked out.
But again, injury. He got injured.
What about the Knicks then?
He got injured there too.
Oh my lord, the man's crippled.
Injury's part of the game. But at the same time, it's just like you can't disrespect him. Like he's a stretch four.
Yeah.
Stretch four.
Yes.
So he's a stretch four. He plays D. He can handle the ball a little bit. Like he can control the ball.
Can't walk without a cane. Needs a walker at the house.
But when you put him on those teams, when he was on the Knicks, he was that guy. He was the guy. And when you put him on the Mavericks, he's supposed to be the guy. When you put him on the Celtics, he's not the guy. Like, he's literally chilling. He's Bradley Beal and the Suns. Not that you're trash. You're another option that people can just – because you have to focus on
Bradley Beal is about to put work for the Suns.
And that's what I'm saying.
Bradley Beal is about to become a two-way player.
Because he's a third option, and he's a number one scorer on any other team. Yeah. So it's like you can't triple team everybody. Like, so Bradley Beal probably going to average the most on the team.
Ooh, isn't Kevin Durant still on the Suns?
Yeah, but you have to double team.
I think it goes Booker, Beal, Kevin.
Yeah, because Kevin only shoots four shots.
If that's the lineup, if they don't win a ring this year, I'm sorry, Kevin Durant's definitely going to fall down.
They're still working on getting a team around them. Okay, they still need a bench.
Kevin Durant will fall down on the list if he doesn't get to the Western Conference Finals this year for sure.
Fall down to where?
Probably not even top 10 in the league.
Sheesh, why?
Wow.
Name nine other players better than Kevin Durant.
Now, he just went from, what has Kevin been doing these past, three teams? After he's left the Thunder. Like, what has he been
after
doing?
After he left the Thunder?
Yeah, what has he been doing since then?
He won two championships on the best player.
He became the best player best on the player best team. Team.
All right.
Then we got injured, didn't play the first year. We were at the Nets. The second season he came, or third season, technically second and a half season came back. He averaged the most in points that he's ever averaged in his whole career. So he only climbed up, was the leading scorer in the league until Luka went on that damn tear. Yep. Then he got injured again, sat out from, January to damn near May. Came back for three games with the Suns, put 30-30-30, got injured again.
That's four.
It was part of the game.
You can't say it.
So he went to the Warriors, cheated after the best season. So he went to the 73-9 Warriors when he left the Thunder. Cheated.
Where does cheating?
That's like LeBron leaving the Cavs that year and going to the Warriors. It would have just been unfair for the world.
It's not cheating.
It's definitely cheating.
I respect it because he went on a team with Steph, Clay, Draymond, Iggy, and became the best player on the best team.
Okay,
and won the NBA Finals.
Imagine it's 2001.
And won Finals MVP.
And won a Finals.
Imagine it's 2001 right now, and I throw all three of you a Glock 9, and I send you to Afghanistan.
What the hell is?
Because 9/11 just happened, and your competition is an AK-47. That is what the rest of the league was looking like against the Warriors.
That analogy is crazy.
That is what it was. Secondly, that's what it was.
It's no.
You didn't hear CJ McCollum when he said Kevin Durant went to the Warriors? It was over. It was over for the rest of the league.
I mean, everybody knew that it was over, but it's like, but if Durant
was the only person stopping him too, by the way, who was the only person matching up against them those years? Was it LeBron?
Okay. So the only team they actually lost to when Kevin Durant was there was the Raptors because they didn't have Clay and they didn't have Kevin Durant.
You're one of the people who don't like Clay, huh? You probably say Clay's trash.
Clay Thompson? No, Clay's a good pure shooter.
He was a two-way for a good time.
He's a two and a half. He's a one and a half way.
One and a half way right now. It's either he straps or gets cooked. There's no between now.
That's what happens when you guard the best player every game.
Yeah.
It's true.
No, yeah. Kevin Durant doesn't win anything this year, or not even that. If he doesn't make it to the Western Conference Finals, he's not top five.
Okay, let's say, because the whole team is actually injury prone. Kevin Beal and fucking Booker.
Is Booker injury prone?
Booker not injury prone. He's had a couple of injuries, man. He ain't injury prone.
They had when they got together was one, okay, first this is the best mid-range team we've ever seen. And then two, can they stay healthy? Because Booker has injuries and Kevin Durant has injuries.
Yeah, that's what they said. Booker's more
did he go to the finals with Chris Paul, though?
Yeah, that was what, 2020?
Chris Paul pisses me off.
Oh, Chris, he's Parker, Chris Paul.
He's garbage.
He's garbage. No, stop it. He's garbage.
Stop it. He said Chris Paul, garbage. Stop the disrespect.
Did he just join the Warriors too?
Yes, but he's not garbage.
No, that's
not,
a garbage, not even a little bit. Not even.
Well, he got traded there.
He got traded. I'm going to say, he didn't ask.
The man should have declined the trade. Like, you shouldn't have signed the paperwork. Like, I don't know. Like,
he is not.
He was probably so excited to sign that paperwork when he got traded to the Warriors.
I don't know if he was. I don't think. You don't like Draymond.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's a winner. He just want to win.
I think it's better than
that's
being
what they're not going to do with Chris over there.
Yeah. You said what?
He's not going to do any of that with Chris over there. I'll tell you that.
Who won't?
The Warriors?
Chris, Steph, I think, and Clay. Where's Chris going to start at?
He's a point guard.
He's the point guard. Steph will play two.
Not a point.
So where's Clay going to go? Don't tell me
three. He plays three.
He's 6'8", bro.
With a bad leg.
6'7".
A bad leg.
But they've always been kind of small.
But they play small ball.
That's why I needed Dwight Howard.
That's why they needed Dwight Howard. I'm mad JaVale McGee didn't come back either.
Hear that, Dwight Howard? Come back to America. They need you.
He had a tryout. It just didn't go through.
They had like three tryouts, three workout sessions.
Mm.
Yeah. But nah, I'm just saying.
Dwight is trash.
Chris Paul is far from trash. And I think it'll run well. I think the only thing will kind of mess it up is the fact that like I want to see the dynamic between him and Draymond. Like, who's going to be the – Draymond going to be the point forward?
That's a tough one. Draymond needs that ball. Draymond needs that ball in order for it to work out for Steph and Clay. Chris Paul, I mean, he can get it. He knows how to get people in spots, but it's
a whole new dynamic. He's a set player. Like, he needs a set player.
And he likes to slow the game down a lot.
He is. Because he's Warriors a true point guard, though. He's a true point guard.
So from what I heard, Chris Paul is trash.
Does the NBA need true point guards anymore?
No.
There you go.
What is a true point guard?
Rajon Rondo, Chris Paul.
So niggas that can't shoot well.
Chris Paul shoots crazy.
Chris Paul has a good midi, an all right three, a lucky three, I would like to call it. A lucky three. Rajon Rondo, though, cut it out. That is not.
He's a
true point guard.
He's not shooting shit.
I wouldn't ask him to shoot, but he's in the NBA. He can knock down a three. Yeah. But
no, he cannot.
So the league is run by point forwards or shooting points.
Yeah.
Scoring points.
Yeah, because John's not a point guard either.
Nah. No, he's not.
Yeah, he's a felon. That's what he is. He's a criminal.
De'Aaron Fox might be actually like a hybrid. Like
a Steph?
Yeah. I think he can play point. I think he can actually like really play the point and actually get busy. But if you give him any type of space, he's faster than everybody. He's going to give you 40.
Wow. Now you think about it. Chris Paul's the only point guard.
He's the real point guard.
Yeah. He's the only one in the league right now.
Who else?
No one. So Bucks have Drew Holiday. He's got like Giddey. A two-way. Huh?
Yeah, Giddey.
Giddey?
Yeah. He's a point guard.
What are you talking about? Giddey ain't no point guard?
He's basically a point guard. Josh Giddey?
Giddey ain't no point guard. He's like a small forward.
No.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Let's see. We got
But so outside of his Gilly. There's no other true point guard but 38-year-old Chris Paul.
And that's sad.
Point guard. Thank you.
Very sad.
Is it point guard?
Point guard, shooting guard, guard.
Shooting guard.
He's a guard.
Shea's the point guard.
Shea's not the point guard.
Then who the fuck brings the ball up?
Giddey. Why do you think he averages a triple? Why do you think he got so many triple doubles?
He averages triple double because he's more like Draymond.
Point guard. like no. Giddey. Like, he's not a Shea, not a point guard either. Like, he
man, pour me up.
He'll
man.
Rather give
it's my last glass.
That ain't nothing left.
I got another bottle, but I ain't gonna bust it. I ain't about to pop that bottle. If you gonna take a little sip.
Yeah, I'm taking a little sip, man. I gotta drive.
I'm just saying, there's no such thing as true point guards anymore. Like, not really, because
no need.
After the D Rose era, he stopped it.
Well, he
with D Rose was part of that scoring point guard.
Yeah, I'm gonna say he stopped the whole stuff.
Blew his knees out doing too much on that unnecessary jumping.
Goodness gracious, man.
That's what he's
playing ball, man. Like, you can't tell when you're near.
He was definitely unnecessarily jumping. Like, Ja right now is most likely going to fall I'm pretty sure the he same gave Ja some if he doesn't get gunned down in a drive-by. Mm-hmm.
Trying to dunk on everyone. D-Rose didn't jump.
He pulled him aside.
Started Russell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
And you I see mean, what Russell
that's
is.
Another thing. Like, these dudes that have done it before, you're telling you, hey, you need to, you know, dial you back relax, a little bit. He ain't going to do it.
He's probably going to still try to dunk on everyone.
Yep.
I mean,
when that don't work.
Exactly. Horrible person to be around.
I mean, but again, it's the evolution of basketball. You gotta let him evolve. You gotta learn. I mean, he hasn't injured himself, God forbid. But like at the same time,
like you said, he got good bones. So,
and who is this?
Yes, we leave that in the past.
Yeah,
but he hasn't injured himself, God forbid. I mean, but if he catches them bodies though.
He's killing people, he's ending
careers.
Like, yeah, he's definitely catching bodies. That is for sure. John Morant is definitely catching bodies. That is for sure.
That's not totally true. Jason Tatum dunked on Bron in the playoffs, and that was smooth. And
was it 2018 Eastern Conference Finals?
No, that was a great dunk. Like, that was a superstar against a superstar. And it's just like,
LeBron, we're sorry you had to hear something like that.
I mean, Bron wasn't like, I mean, and he was hype after that too. Gave a little chest bump.
Who won the game?
I don't know, actually.
Niggas forgot now.
Ain't nobody taking nothing from Bron, bro.
Bron went straight to the finals after that little poopy-ass dunk.
Ain't nobody taking nothing from Bron, bro. I'm just saying, like, it's the evolution of the game. Like, he's not scared of Bron. Not that he was, like, because, like, what they say, like, everybody feared Mike. And don't nobody fear Bron.
Everyone respects LeBron.
But, like, he's not scared of Bron.
They feared Mike because he quit at, what, 32? Yeah, nobody's scared of a 40-year-old man now, but that's crazy that a 40-year-old man can still give you, what, 30 points in a game?
Well, that was a discussion I had with
Ron, a boring player too.
I was having a discussion with
hold on 1 second. What'd you say?
Ron's a boring player too.
I wouldn't say he's boring, because when he attacks the basket, them dunks are
good. Yeah, he has surges, but he's a boring player too. He don't got crazy handle.
Coming crazy in from Akron, Ohio, 6'8". LeBron James is boring.
Yes. Like, it's a cool intro, but LeBron's a boring player.
Kyle Murph coming in from Virginia.
6'6".
6'2 and a half
on a good day.
Weight fluctuates.
Hey, depends what type of mentality.
That's a good poll. Is LeBron a boring player to watch?
Like, he got dunking highlights for sure, but like,
do you not remember the turnaround three on the Wizards, 120
the back shot from
the corner? Exactly.
Talking about I practice. John Wall said he told him I practice this bitch all the time. Get the fuck out of here.
But I mean, he's a superstar. I'm just saying, and again, taking nothing from Bron. I do not want to sound like a Bron hater. He is a boring player. He's a small forward version of Tim Duncan.
Is Luka a boring player to watch?
Luka's not the best player to watch either. He's just like, their IQ is so crazy. Like, it's not like he's not coming down and like mixing somebody up real quick and like and getting the bucket. He's just at the right spot at the right time, makes the right play.
Knitting in his spare time. That's what he likes to do for fun.
All these people, like, who's
a good player to watch for you? Who's an entertaining player to watch for you?
Steph.
I like Steph. I like Steph. Steph. Yeah, Steph.
You like to see the
Dame.
They said Ja. Oh, he's a criminal, guys. He supports selling
basketball.
So that's the thing. I like watching Dame, Jason but Tatum. The team is always so bad that it's just like Portland. I like watching Dame, but it's like watching I can't. Dame. That's why it's price. That's why it's so exciting to watch Steph, because not only are you watching a good player
watching
do his
team.
Thing, but you're watching a good team. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dame's a fool too, honestly. Dame's a fool. He does want to leave Portland.
I mean, leaving. He's gone. He's out of here. I still think
he might
that.
Not.
I think that.
Where's he gonna go? And if he goes to somewhere that's not Miami, he ain't gonna be happy.
He will.
What the hell is Miami?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like,
Miami. If you got Dame, Jimmy, who's a 95 on 2K, thank God.
Thank God.
Hey, you remember that? What happened last time?
We talked about. You know, we didn't get the settings.
But no, I think that would be a if he does go to the Heat, I think it'll kind of mess up the Heat, though.
Yeah, they're giving up too much.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Not that he's not a caliber player that can come over there and really help out, but it's just like, I'm a Tyler Hero fan. If you lose Tyler Hero, I don't think Duncan Robinson's enough.
You know what it is? It's kind of like Phoenix in a way. You get Damian Lillard, you give up all that shit, where you only got three players. Kind of like Phoenix only has Beal, Booker, and Durant. You got Beal, Booker, and Durant versus fucking Butler, Lillard, and Bam. Who's winning that in a 7-game series?
Suns.
Right.
Definitely Suns.
So that's the thing right there. Like, Suns.
They need to bring Deion Waiters back. Mr. I Get Buckets. He played with your guy.
He definitely did. And he saw what he was doing. taking gummies on the flight. Wanted to be a drug addict.
He got to get his ass out of there. He got all the dirt on everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
forget all the basketball talent they got. It's all dirt. Like,
it's very unfortunate. You know, LeBron coming to the league 18 years old, you ain't got a bad picture of him or nothing.
That's true. That's true.
J.R. Smith, he want to smoke on flights. Iman Shumpert, he want to get drunk at games. You know, not basketball player, but designer. He want to pull his thing out on planes.
What's your opinion on James Harden?
Oh, that's a he's a promoter in the club. That's a club promoter. Lil Baby's best friend. I know who that is. Saw him at Fashion Week in Paris a couple months ago. Yeah, I know.
You think he got a chance to come back and win MVP? He said he's going to win MVP this year.
Most Vans pushed? Or is that whatever you said?
I take that as a no. Yeah, I agree with you. James
Harden, he had his time when he was on the Rockets. And that was his best time. The whole, he created the step back. Hard air quotes on created the step back, by the way. Because
created the step walk.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, Steph was doing it legally and before James Harden.
I take it you're not a...
I mess with Harden in the music industry. Yeah, in the music industry, in this fashion industry.
You buying his album when it drop?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for it. Yeah, I'm waiting for a feature from Lil Baby or something.
He dropping an album?
No. So hopefully soon.
Probably gonna find something.
Hopefully soon. But, you know, besides that, I don't know much from him. He left Joel Embiid high and dry.
I mean, who's the best center in the league right now?
Joel Embiid.
Over Jokic?
Why?
The white guy?
MVP NBA champion of 2023.
He's just getting that because this whole Ukraine war thing. That's like a thing that NBA is pushing. It's like this out, you know, oh, other countries are good places to be. Don't attack
Embiid
Ukraine.
Embiid is from another country.
Yeah, he is, but he's black.
Oh, so if you...
Yes. You know, race is not a thing in the NBA.
Right.
But it is. Adam Silver's NBA. David Stern would never allow something like this. RIP to David, but... Yeah, you know, so, Adam Silver's NBA is a whole different world.
So it's not an argument with that Joker is the best center.
What, hasn't he got MVP like, what, the past, like, two out of three seasons? Like, come on now.
Did he not deserve it?
No! If we pull up the statistics from everybody in the NBA for the past 2 years, somebody most likely probably beat him in something somewhere.
You take Jokic off the Nuggets and win a chip?
Jamal Murray ain't played in a few years either. The Nuggets won't be nowhere. But that's the thing, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. You take Jokic off the Nuggets, like... And you keep Jamal. You keep the whole team. You take Jokic off the Nuggets. Are they even going to the playoffs?
Switch them to. If Embiid's on the Nuggets, Jokic is on 76.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because Embiid can shoot threes just like Jokic. Them bullshit-ass threes, too.
That's how it makes the Nuggets, though.
Nah, Jokic
is selflessness. A hub. Yeah, Jokic is a hub for the Nuggets. So he's basically that middleman that's dishing it out. He can score. He can rebound.
He brought Gordon's career back.
No, Aaron Gordon was never bad. He just never had opportunity.
Magic? No, hell no.
Yeah, never.
Nah.
Aaron Gordon was a dunker. He got cheated out of a dunk title.
That's all he was known for was getting cheated out of a dunk contest.
And the sad part is he never had opportunities on his other teams to shine like he is now on the.
Name the team that was on his when he was on the Magic. Name who was the
another player?
Who was the starter there?
Markelle Fultz, Terrence Ross,
and Markelle Fultz.
Markelle Fultz was garbage.
That's when he was just starting to get his name back. Markelle Fultz fell off very much so, and then he came back.
He fell off.
He's coming back.
We're not just going to start talking about everybody garbage now.
No, he's garbage. He did fall off.
Garbage. All right. Markelle Fultz, he can dribble a little bit, man.
He just got back. Markelle Fultz just got back.
That boy's from the DMV, man.
He just started hitting free throws too.
Yeah, he just came back. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like on the Magic. When he was on the Magic, like that was Aaron Gordon's time to be him.
And Aaron Gordon wasn't the focal point of the offense either.
He should have been, if what you're saying.
But that's the coach's fault at that point. That's not Aaron Gordon's fault. That's the coach's fault.
I'm gonna say, look, Jonathan Isaac got injured, so he was supposed to be a crazy.
I don't know when Cole Anthony got there. What year was that? He got there 2 years ago.
Three years ago.
Was Aaron Gordon there when Cole Anthony got there?
I don't think so. No, yeah, because
I
don't think so.
I think Aaron Gordon's only 2 years in with the Nuggets, right?
Yeah, he's only 2 years. Yeah.
So, I mean, look, they drafted another focal point of the offense.
Ooh.
Cole Anthony.
Yeah, and he's doing his thing, too.
Yeah, he is. Exactly. And then they got Pablo Escobar.
Oh, man. Who's going to be a criminal. Problem?
He's going to be nice.
Pablo Punk? No.
Another criminal.
A criminal?
Didn't you say Escobar?
All right, so make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. Question of the day before I let you guys go is, if LeBron came before Michael Jordan, will we still have the debate of LeBron versus Michael Jordan as the GOAT? So...
Kobe still in there.
Thank you guys. Huh?
I say Kobe still in there.
Yeah, RIP to Kobe.